Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. All right, welcome everybody. This is episode number 13 of the Real Estate Sales Show. Thank you so much for listening. And today is something unique. Today is something that I've been waiting to do for the last 12 weeks while we've been slowly growing our listenership and our viewership on YouTube. Today, I'm going to officially launch a segment of our show called Breakthrough Principles. And what Breakthrough Principles is all about is, I think, a unique factor and a unique ability that our show has other than any other podcast that you might be listening to. You see, obviously we are blessed in that we have had 12 dynamic, amazing, thoughtful, impactful interviews week after week, consistently now for 12 weeks. Whether it's my good friend, Mr. Joe DeRaphael, whether it's my friend, Ty Leon Guerrero, whether it's my friend, Brianna Gap, whether it's Adrian Hernandez and his ability to increase his sales price, whether it's last week's powerhouse show from Apple Coryell, who taught you how to move past your fear, who taught you how to go ahead and juggle, if you may, a real estate career while also being able to take care of your family. The fact of the matter is that we have had example after example after example of what is truly possible in your real estate sales business. When you focus and when you choose to participate in and choose to use some of the techniques that our guests have shown us. That's a fact. The last 12 weeks have been fantastic. However, some of you might have more questions. Some of you might want to get a little bit deeper. And some of you might want to understand fully what the underlying mindsets, what the underlying spirit, what the underlying belief system is that is causing all of these great superstars to become who it is that they have become. And that, my friends, is the focus of this segment, Breakthrough Principles, where once a month, I'm going to spend time with you one-on-one to really give you insight into what it's going to take for you to drastically alter your life, alter your business, increase your financial possibilities, and increase the contribution you're making to your community. You see, if I can remind you even for a second, the fact of the matter is that I started this show because as a real estate broker, I started my company with $2,000 in my pocket, and we this year we're going to do $1 billion in sales. And how do we do that? We did it by day after day after day after day, bringing life-changing value to our real estate agents. That value has caused some amazing stories that are kind of becoming folklore here in Southern California. We've had people who literally sold two houses in 1 year, jump to 20 the next year. We've had people who had mindset issues and belief issues literally eliminated within the course of 12 to 24 months. We had buyer's agents who only knew to sell buyers who literally went from a 80% buyer-controlled business to now a 65% controlled listing-based business. We had people that had been winging it their entire career that all of a sudden, because of the lessons learned here in our brokerage, have absolutely changed their lives and become one of the most impactful and skillful communicators and salespeople in the industry. And the fact of the matter is that I started this show because I thought to myself that it would be a travesty to the entire real estate community to not have some sort of a vehicle to be able to share all of the good stuff that was happening here within these four walls. And this, my friends, this segment of this show is dedicated to all of you amazing salespeople out there who wake up every single morning with a dream, with a hope, with a mission, with a purpose to go ahead and fight for your dreams and as a result, impact the future of your family and to be able to provide them the absolute best that you can provide them. So what is Breakthrough Principles all about? I'll tell you. Breakthrough Principles is really all about going deeper. Breakthrough Principles is all about finding out what makes Apple click. Finding out what caused Adrian to increase his sales price so much. Finding out what gets Ty moving in the direction that he's moving. Finding out what was the mindset that got Greg Harrelson up to 400 transactions plus. That's what Breakthrough Principles is all about. This is obviously a very exciting time for me because I finally get to share with you some of the knowledge that has helped me become who I have become over the past 20 years. So today's topic is one of my favorite things to speak about, yet at the same time, I believe is the foundational conversation that you need to learn and you need to really master if you ever want to become successful. Go ahead and grab a pen, grab a notepad, because I'm going to have you take notes. Let's go ahead and get started. The title of today's conversation and today's podcast is called The Being Choice. The Being Choice. I'm going to tell you, my friends, I can remember back to when I first heard this conversation and when I first heard this message and the impact that it had on my life. I can remember being mesmerized by the formulas that I'm going to share with you today. I can remember being stuck at about 35 transactions. And as a result of this very conversation right here, jumping up to 100, 125, 150 conversations. And if it is your desire in any way, shape, or form to increase your production, your business, your profitability, I gotta tell you, this might be the conversation that changes your life forever, okay? So the way we're gonna work this on a weekly basis, I'm gonna give you a couple of key points to write down. I'm gonna give you some notes. And then at the end, I'm gonna go ahead and give you an assignment, an actual assignment that you could work on to cause breakthroughs within your own personal life, all right? So what I want you to do really, really quickly is I want you to let me pose a thought. My belief, guys, is that we as human beings are essentially, if you're watching me on video right now, are essentially just a body, right? And that body is controlled by something called a mind, right? And that body is just kind of moving around, doing what it needs to do, right? But it's doing what it's being told to do by the mind, okay? And I'm going to take it a little bit of a step further. I believe that if you look past over the history of the last 100 years, there are all kinds of human beings, right? There are wealthy ones. There are poor ones. There are happy ones. There are sad ones. There are human beings that have no debt, and then there's human beings that have a lot of debt. There's human beings that give back to people. There's human beings that don't give back to anybody but themselves. There's human beings that are greedy, and there's human beings that love and care about other people. There's human beings that are great hosts. There's human beings that are not the greatest hosts in the world, right? There's handyman human beings, and then there's human beings that, like me, don't even know what to do if you handed a hammer to me right now, right? There's human beings that are in drugs and gangs, and then there's human beings that are focusing on abundance and possibility, right? What's the difference that makes the difference? It's all the mind, people. It's all the thoughts that you have. It's all the subconscious thoughts that you don't even realize you're having. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What we're going to talk about today is how can we finally get you to go out and do the things that you need to do to get you to succeed at the level that you truly desire to succeed. Because make no mistake about it, my friends. I know one thing. I know that if you're here listening to this show right now, if you're here listening on a weekly basis, is because you desperately want to succeed. Is because you, with every fiber in your being, you want to do better, right? You're searching. You want to be able to do more business. You want to be able to provide more for your family. You want to have a great lifestyle. You want to travel more. Heck, I'll go ahead and say it. You want to make more money, right? And as you see some of the guests on our show come in, you may point to them and go, wow, like, I get what to do, but then, like, how do I actually go out and do it? What determines the actions you take, my friend, is the following words, the being choice. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of a reference. If you want more information on this, right, I've got to give credit to where credit is due. Look up a gentleman by the name of Daryl Rutherford. Daryl Rutherford is the mentor that taught me the information that I'm about to teach you, okay? So step number one, I want you to write down the number one, and I want you to write down the formula that most follow. The formula that most people follow, okay? And right underneath that, what I want you to do is I want you to write three words really quickly here. The word that I want you to write down is simple, do. Just write that down. Next to that word, I want you to draw an arrow, and I want you to write down the word have. Write that word down. And then so that word is in the middle, you're going to draw another little arrow pointing to the word be. Be, B-E. Do, have, be, all right? This is the formula that most people follow, all right? And I'm going to explain it to you a little bit like this. Most people think to themselves the following, man, if I could just do what it is that I need to do, I will have what it is that I want to have, and that will cause me to be very, very happy, right? I'm going to use an example that all of us know too well, going to the gym and working out, right? If I can just get to the gym on a daily basis and work out intensely, right? Then I will have the body that I want, and then I will be very, very happy, right? Let me take you a little bit of a step further. If I could just stop eating so much bread, right? Then I will have the body that I want, and then I will be very, very happy. How about in business? How about in sales? If I could just show up to the office every single day on time, then I could have the sales that I want, and then I will be very, very happy. If I could just get on the phones and prospect without fear, then I can have a lot more appointments, which will lead me to more sales, which will make me very, very, very happy. If I could just pay off my debt, right? Then I could have peace of mind, and I will be very, very, very happy. If I could just buy that car, then I will have great feelings and I'll feel great about myself, and that'll make me be very, very happy. You get the picture? This is the formula that most people follow. This is how most people live. They focus on what they have to go out and do, right? Why do we focus on what we have to go out and do? Because historically, generations before generations before generations, we are a laboring type of people. We like to go out and work. We like to go out and hustle. We like to go out and get the job done, right? And as a little child, you might have heard your parents tell you something along the lines of, make sure that you work hard. These are things that we've been learning since we were very, very, very small. Make sure that you do it this way. Make sure that you don't do this. We've been giving a set of boundaries since little children as to what to do and not do. And then when we become adults, we see everything from those boundaries. And we start thinking to ourselves, what do I have to do to get the success that I want? I want you to consider the fact that we live in the richest country in the world. I want you to consider the fact that there is literally no shortage of money. I want you to consider the fact that there are people earning money and creating businesses from all sorts of different things. Somebody made this and is making money. Somebody made this and is making money. Somebody made this and is making money. Somebody made erasers and is making money. Somebody made this little furry stuff and is making money. And I want you to also consider that the engine that drives those businesses are people that are doing things. People that are working. And I want you to also consider the fact that if what I'm saying is true, this could be the reasoning why in America, the richest country in the world, the middle class is shrinking, the upper class or the financially free people is essentially getting smaller and smaller, and we've got some serious issues in our economy. Why? Because people want to do better financially, they just don't know how. People want to do better in every area of life, they're just not clear with how. So when you hear a podcast, right, and you hear an interview, the interview is just giving you an example of what it is to be successful. What I'm about to do right now is show you the formula. I'm about to show you the common trait that every single guest we have had on this show has mastered. I'm about to show you the trait that Steve Jobs mastered. I'm about to show you think of any successful person. whether it's an athlete, whether it's a business person, whatever the case may be, I'm about to show you the formula, and it's a very simple formula, and I want you to write down step number two, the formula for success. The formula for success. There's the formula that everybody follows. Do, have, be. And then there's the actual formula of success. The formula that not too many people know about. The formula that really causes massive wealth and abundance. And the formula that will finally allow you to become the salesperson or the business person that you want to be. Three words, and by the way, they may sound a little familiar. Write them down. The first word is be. Be. Second word, write a little arrow pointing to it. Do. Do. D-O. Third word, another arrow. Have. Have. Okay. Be, do, have. Same three words. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one, but in a completely different order. And the secret to this formula is the order of the words. Let me explain to you. Let's go back to that same example, right? We're going to talk about fitness or talk about getting debt free, right? If I could just pay off my debt, right? That's due. That's an activity that you tell yourself you need to do, right? Then I will have, right? And then I will become debt free, right? And that will make me be very, very happy. Notice the same exact problem following the formula for success. I am going to choose to be a person that is in complete control of my finances. I am going to become a person that does not have any debt. I am going to value in my life being debt free. I'm going to create a minimum standard in my life of being debt free. This is called a being choice. This is why some people have no problem saving money and others have no problem spending it. It's a being choice, people. And we make these choices subconsciously, right? How about in fitness, right? This formula for success when it comes to fitness sounds a little bit like this. I'm going to be a healthy person, right? I'm going to put my value in being healthy above anything else, right? I'm going to be the kind of person that is mindful of what they consume. I'm going to be the kind of person that goes out there and puts an importance on exercise. These are being choices, right? As a result now, follow me here, of that being choice, guess what a person that puts high value on exercise does? Take a wild guess. They exercise all the time. They show up whenever you have to show up. They show up early, they show up late. Why? Because the being choice is what dictates the activity. Guess what a person that wants to be debt-free does and doesn't do, right? They do the things that are being dictated by the being choice. I want you to really ponder that. And I want you to really ponder the order of these three words. And finally, what can you have? People, you can have whatever you want in life. Have is whatever it is that you desire. Whether it's you want to make more sales, whether you want to make more money, whether you want to be debt-free, whether you want to own apartment buildings, whether you want to, you know, build a new house, whether you want to buy a new car, whether you want to give back to other people, whether you want to teach the poor, whether you want to help the poor, whether you want to feed the poor, whatever you want to have, anything in life is possible. As long as you first understand this formula and you understand that this is the formula for success. Let me break it to you down now in our specific business, sales. Everybody knows they have to talk to new people. Everybody knows they have to pick up the phone. Everybody knows that they have to prospect for business. Everybody knows that they have to have a powerful presentation. Everybody knows that they need amazing marketing tools. Everybody knows that they need to dress in a professional manner. Everybody knows that, but does everybody do it? No. Why doesn't everybody do it? Because not everybody has made the being choice. So for example, you'll never see me without a suit. I honestly don't even know what it's like to not wear a suit. I've been wearing a suit since day one in my business, right? And what that's a doing, right? That's an activity. That's something that I do every single day. But what's the being choice behind it? I want to meet people and be as professional as I possibly can be in their eyes. You'll always see me wear a tie, right? So what's the being choice behind it? I want to make sure that my image represents someone that they would want to do business with. Is there anything wrong with not having a tie? No, there's nothing wrong with that. You'll maybe once a year see me with a beard. Maybe. For the most part, I'm clean shaven. Why? Because studies show that historically, people, society, judges people with men with facial hair. They immediately have a negative subconscious reaction. Believe it or not, these are actual studies, right? So I shave every single day. Why do I shave? Because my being choice, right, is to not have people think of me in any shape or form that could hinder my possibilities of helping them. When it comes to sales, your being choice is what will drive all the actions that you do. And what I mean specifically by your being choice is that I want you to decide, and I want you to think about, and I want you to be crystal clear with who it is that you want to be. Who do you see yourself being in 10 years? How big do you see yourself getting? What is your minimum standard for production? What type of lifestyle do you want to have? What type of impact do you want to have on society? And make no mistake about it, guys. If you're in real estate, if you're a restaurant owner, whatever it is that you can do, you can make as big of an impact as you think imaginable. The only thing holding you back is yourself. The only thing holding you back is the way you think about the vehicle that you're currently in right now. So let me help you through this. John F. Kennedy, you all know who that is, right? President John F. Kennedy once said the following quote. Somebody asked him if he wanted to run for vice president or if he wanted to be their vice president, right? Now, I don't know about you, but somebody asked me to be the vice president of the United States. I'm in, right? Right? This is an honor. This is fantastic. Here's what John F. Kennedy said. John F. Kennedy said, "Why would I ever accept second place when first place is available?" He said, the minute that you accept second place in one thing, all of a sudden that becomes the norm in everything. Guys, that's a being choice. I want you to think about how profound that is. I want you to think about the fact that you have the ability to never allow yourself to be in second place. I want you to think about the fact that you have the ability to become the absolute best in your marketplace. I want you to think about the fact that you have the ability to dominate your marketplace. I want you to think about the fact that you have the ability to work 4 to 5 days a week and earn millions of dollars a year. I want you to think about the fact that you have the ability to create an amazing business that drives tons of revenue to you and your family and allows you to go out and buy apartment buildings and create massive passive cash flow in your life. But none of that will ever happen if you first don't decide who you want to become. And once you decide who you want to become, listen to me very carefully. When you have that big of a vision, when you have that big of a purpose, when you have that big of a goal, guess what you'll do? You'll do whatever the heck it takes. How many times have you traveled in your life? How many times have you known that you had to get on a flight the next day, right? And you were about to leave for a week. What is the day previous to your travel day look like? You do whatever it takes. You pack, you go to the store, you buy. All of a sudden, you're a hero, right? You can get so many things done in one day. Why? Because you have no choice. I'm asking you right now to think about who you want to become. I'm asking you right now to think about and consider when everybody speaks about you, right? 20, 30 years into the future, right? And they're talking about what you did at your current profession, what will they say? Will they say, so-and-so sucked? If they say that, it's just because you made the being choice to suck. Will they say, so-and-so was mediocre? If they say that, it's just because you allowed yourself. You made a being choice to be mediocre. Mediocre was okay with you. Second place was okay with you. But if they say, you know what? I don't know how they did it. But you got to give so-and-so respect. because so-and-so was freaking phenomenal. So-and-so took this industry by storm. Well, they'll only say that if you decide to take the industry by storm. And once you look at the words right now, once you decide the being choice, what you have to do in order to make that choice a reality becomes very, very easy. You know, because you've already done this in your life. You've decided that's it, you were going to lose weight, and all of a sudden you get inspired, you wake up early, you go to the gym, you eat better, so forth and so on. The activity is always driven by the being choice. And finally, the last word in the formula is have. Be, do, have. I'm here to tell you right now from personal experience that regardless of what anybody else says, regardless of what you think is possible or not, regardless of what limitations you may have, I'm here to let you know that you can literally have whatever it is that you want in this life. And the proof is that there's people out there getting it. There's people out there doing what you're doing right now. And I want you to actually write down a couple of names and think about them, that they are succeeding at the absolute highest levels imaginable in the exact field that you are currently in right now. So last but not least, what's your homework assignment? Homework assignment for our first inaugural Breakthrough Principles podcast is very, very simple. Who the heck do you want to be? What do you want to be remembered as? How big do you want to get? How much impact do you want to have? What type of lifestyle do you want to live? What type of lifestyle do you want to provide? What kind of contribution do you want to give back to others? How do you want to be known as? When people speak of you, what will they say? What type of production do you want to have? What type of income do you want to earn? What kind of wealth do you want to accumulate? Don't worry about how it'll happen. That's the least of your concern. Your only focus for this homework assignment is to, in crystal clear detail, describe who you want to be. And I'm going to show you as these classes get deeper and deeper and I get more opportunity to speak to you like this, I'm going to show you some pretty amazing stuff. And I'm going to let you in on some things that have happened to me personally and how I've used this formula to do pretty much what others thought was impossible. That's your homework assignment. Now, I will tell you this. The beautiful thing about what we're creating right now is that we're creating a community of like-minded people. So if you haven't done so already, I want you to go ahead and either A, like my Facebook page, just look facebook.com/danny.morell.page. Or B, right on this show post, right? realestatesalesshow.com, find this show post at the bottom. I want you to comment and give me a little bit of an insight into what your homework assignment came to look like, right? Give me a little bit of an insight into who you've decided to become, right? And then once you do that, guys, the beautiful thing is that you're going to see there's a lot of people out there to support you in that being choice. Because make no mistake about it, you're going to need that support, right? Part of that support is this podcast. So don't make sure to never miss a show. Never miss a show, okay? You can subscribe on iTunes, right? The second part of that homework assignment is once you've decided who you want to be, right? And that may take you a while. That may take you a couple of days. That may even take you a couple of weeks. That may even take you a couple of months. That's okay. Just start the process. And once you get a crystal clear vision for who you want to be, I can pretty much guarantee you that the things you need to do will be very, very evident. And if not, you can answer that by asking yourself this question. What would that person do on a daily basis? What would that person not do on a daily basis? What would me 20 years from now in my vision of who I want to be do or not do if that truly was the choice that I wanted to make for who I wanted to become in this world? As a salesperson, it might be I need to wake up a little bit earlier. As a salesperson, it might be I need a prospect every single day. As a salesperson, it might be I might need to build a database, which, by the way, I have a phenomenal podcast with an individual who closed 85 transactions this year, and most of it comes from his database. But again, my friends, you'll never do anything unless you first get clear with the being choice. Last but not least, the third part of the homework assignment, what do you want to have? Now let's have some fun, guys, right? Now we did the dirty work. Now we decided who we want to be, and we decided very clearly what we have to do. Now let's have some fun. Now let's go out and decide, what do we want to have? What will be your rewards for these choices, right? And I'm going to tell you a little secret. Stop thinking so freaking small. Stop settling for what other people settle for. What do you really want to have? Deep in your heart, right? If it wasn't in there, guess what? If it wasn't possible for you, it wouldn't be in there. It's in there for a reason, because your spirit wants to do amazing things, right? It could be a material thing, right? Nothing wrong with that. It could be a car. It could be to give money to charity. It could be to save money. It could be to buy your mom a house, which was my first being choice. If you don't know my story, buy my mom a house. What is it? Right? Could be to buy yourself a house. Could be to pay your house off. It could be to be debt free. Whatever the case may be, what do you want to have? Think big, get excited about it, believe in it. And as a matter of fact, all I ask you to do is this. If you're having a hard time believing in it, just kind of lean on the belief that you hear on the podcast. Little by little, guys, this is a process. You'll get there. I can pretty much guarantee you that. That's a wrap, guys. First ever. Very, very excited to have an opportunity to share from my heart with all of you the first ever Breakthrough Principles course titled The Being Choice. Hope you enjoyed this one. I can pretty much promise you that we're going to learn some stuff here on this podcast that is going to absolutely blow your freaking mind. Thank you so much for being a part of this vision that I've had for a long time. Thank you for allowing me to impart some of my beliefs and some of the things that I like to teach into your life. And most importantly, thank you so much for having the faith in yourself to spend these 30 or so minutes with me. Now go out and do that homework assignment. Post whatever you need to post on the message thread. Let's start supporting and helping each other in our journeys to an abundant existence. Episode number 13, the first ever Breakthrough Principles, is a wrap, my friends. As always, be more, do more, have more. Now you really know what that means. Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.